神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Today we're going to talk about power.
今天我们要谈到权势。
Everyone likes to have a little power.
每一个人都喜欢有一点权势。
Even children, the older one likes to have a little power over the younger ones.
连孩子们也是一样，大一点的希望能够有一些权势可以来管小的。
Mother is glad when she has a little power over the children.
那父母亲呢，特别是母亲希望有一点权势来管孩子。
Dad is very happy when he has power over the family.
当然父亲也是希望有权势可以来管理家庭。
In our work, in our social life, we like to feel as if we have a little power, to influence people.
在我们的工作当中或者是在我们的社交的生活当中我们都希望我们有一点这种权势可以来管理其他的人。
Now, as we talk about power,I want to tell you what someone has said, and I believe this is true.
啊，我要跟你谈一谈关于这个权势，就是从某一个人他这样子来权势的，我认为非常有道理。
Character is power.
德性，它本身就是一个权势。
You see, character actually is defined as your thinking, your feelings, and your behavior.
因为品德它涵盖到你的思想、感觉，还有你的行为，就是内在跟外在的行为思想。
It is you.
那等于就是你自己。
Now, as I think about power, I think that there are those who have a very bad character, and yet they had power, and they did much harm.
如果有一些他们没有道德品格的人，然后呢，使用他们的权势的话，那可是伤害。
But the power of a good character can make a nation a great nation.
但是当一个人有德性的时候，他带着权柄的时候，带着权势的时候呢，可以建造一个国家。
Now I had mentioned to you that good character can build a nation, and a bad character.Can bring about a terrible, terrible problems.
我刚才提过，一个好的德性，他的权力、权势可以建造国家。可是，如果这个不好的德性，那会带来伤害。
So therefore, we must try to recognize how do we build a good character.
所以这样的话，我们要有权势，就要学习怎么样来建造好的道德品格。
Now, if it's the way we feel and think and behave, it means it's the very core, and therefore we have to have a core of values, ethical values that are going to be for the good.
既然我们谈到它涵盖着我们的思想、我们的感觉还有我们的行为的话，那等于说呢，我们要建造我们很忠心的这种所谓的伦理道德的价值。
You see, ethical means principles.
伦理就带着原则。
And so therefore, you have to find things that deserves important values.
那等于说呢，你需要去寻找一些有价值的来建造自己。
So therefore, we have to recognize if we're going to build a great people, great nation, then we're going to have to understand what are the values and principles that matters and that makes the difference.
这样我们就要认识到，当我们要建造伟大的国家，或者是建造 一群好的百姓的话，那我们就要找出来那个可以让我们改善的一些原则，还有一些价值。
First, we have to understand and gain the right knowledge that will help us to build these core values.
首先我们需要要增进或者是认识一些正确的这些常识知识呢，来建造这些价值观。
You see, this becomes the tools is necessary to build our life in the journey we live.
那就会成为我们人生里面要经过的过程当中呢一些很好的工具。
They have asked us places that we have gone. Many mothers say, what do I teach my child? I don't know what the right and wrong is myself.
很多妈妈来告诉我说，我不晓得该怎么教我的孩子，什么对，什么错，我自己都不知道。
Let me stop for a moment and try to clarify something.
我要稍停下来，再澄清几点。
I don't think I made it clear enough to you.
我想我刚才可能没有讲得很清楚。
I told you that character is power.
刚才我提到说道德品格是一种权力权能。
And I want to explain to you what I mean by that.
那我要告诉你为什么我这样说。
You see, character is what controls you.
因为德性是在掌控你的。
This is a tremendous power when we are in control.
当我们自我可以管理自己的时候呢，那是一种权势。
Control of ourselves.
可以管理我们自己。
This is where so many people find it so difficult in life.
这种自我控制呢，是很多人对自己很难处理的。
They can control others.
他们可以很容易去控制别人，可是不能控制自己。
Or at least they try to.
最少呢，他们试着要去控制别人。
But they cannot control what's in them.
但是问题是却没有办法控制自己。
But you see, if we build character in our life, we can begin to control it, we can begin to balance it, and that means power.
如果我们开始有这种道德品格的话，那我们就会富有这种自我管理的这样的能力。
So you see, that's why now you and I must try to understand, how we're going to build it. Like we said, we're going to build it with knowledge.We're going to try to accumulate the right knowledge of what is right and what is wrong.
那就是为什么我们需要从认知开始，我们需要去收集认知一些是跟非的一些知识。
It's the tools, as I said, those things that we work with to make life really have its purpose.
这个是一个工具，使我们的生命带着目的的，达成我们生命目的的工具。
Have you ever met people that actually you didn't feel like they had common sense?
有时候你碰到一些人，好像他们没有普通的常识。
They had no wisdom.
好像一点都没有智慧。
They didn't know how to be able to deal with a situation.
很多时候他们没有办法去面对一些情况。
But in building character, you must have the wisdom to assure yourself that you are getting the right information, that you are doing what is right and not what is wrong.
建造道德品格，我们需要有一个正确的收集知识的这样的一个智慧，好让我们可以辨别是非，知道我们什么是对的，怎么样做是错的。
So now as we look, what are some of those right things?
所以当我们来看这一点的时候呢，我们就可以分别出来哪些事情是对的。
Some people have called this compassion.
那有人就把它称作同情心。
This is the part of the character that accepts others when they are different and they're not like you and don't do things like you.
比如说呢，你碰到有些人，那他们呢，想法、做法都跟你不一样。
You understand them with gentleness and understanding.
你用温和的心来接纳，来理解他们。
So as you work around these people and move around them in life, you accept them. You have the compassion to understand that each one of us is different.
所以当你跟他们有一些彼此的运作的时候呢，你就有这种理解跟包容，即使不一样，你仍然有同理跟同情心。
So that means I'm not a controller. I'm not trying to control life. This is not a good characteristic many times.
所以呢，意思是说呢，我不需要，而且也不要成为那个操纵者，一定要去操纵别人。
And then we should try to live in harmony.
接下来呢，就是和谐。
You say, well, what do you mean by harmony?
那什么叫和谐和睦呢？
Well, I think you know what music is.
你知道音乐吧？你听过音乐。
And when they sing in harmony, it blends together to bring beautiful music.
当有几部一起唱的时候，如果他们和谐的话，听起来非常的好听。
So harmony as a character building trait is when you're able to accept the natural flow of life as it goes around you.
这个和谐就是说呢，你愿意接受，让生命很自然的，让它很和谐的来往前走。
That means the trait of complaining is not part of your life.
换句话说呢，抱怨就不和谐了，就不应该是这种和谐里面的一部分。
The trait of trying to change everyone else is not a part of your life.
想要改变别人，也绝对不会是这个部分的特质。
And then you sort of have to put creativity.In as a characteristic.
接下来是创意力。
This is where you begin to think for yourself.
对自己有一些想法。
That you find new alternatives, new ways to do things.
找一些新的方法，新的方向来做事情。
That you're willing to try to do something that's different. Maybe no one else has tried it, but you're willing to try.
愿意做一些新的或许是别人不做的做一些新的事情尝试一些新的事情
Another characteristic that we need one of the words in the characteristic vocabulary is strength to stand up against fear
道德品格里面另外一个特质就是呢愿意去面对恐惧
Fear is something that can paralyze us
因为恐惧会压制你
We feel itIt's a natural thing, but the strength is to go beyond it and to go in spite of it.
害怕的感觉是会有的，但是呢，你愿意克服这种感觉而能够向前走。
Strength of a purpose that I can go on and do it, and maybe I'll find no payment in it, but at least I know I will succeed.
带着目的性的这种能力。即使呢知道说后果不一定有一些报偿但是呢我确定我一样是可以成功的
In our character, within us, we want to have peace
在我们的特质里面呢我们都希望能够和谐和睦
Peace keeps you on the right track
因为当心里面平安和谐的时候呢会让你走一个很平稳的道路
It's what helps you to know that you are on the right track.
而且也帮助你知道你有没有走在正确的路上。
So you can see the power of character building and what it does for you.
所以你就看到这一点就是说呢这种对于道德品格的建立会带来什么样的一个能力。
Within the character as we build it, we want to have joy.
在我们的这种道德品格的建立当中呢我们也希望得到喜乐。
To keep the song in your life.
让你心里面总是呢唱着歌。
To be a person that can give a laughter from your heart.
让你的心里面呢总是有欢笑。
And this is what will happen as we build our character.
那当你愿意建造你的道德品格的时候呢就会有这个结果。
And there's another thing, love.
另外一个就是爱。
Not passion.
这个爱可不是所谓的情感。
Just a pure understanding and caring for people.
只是很单纯的那种理解、接纳还有关心。
And this will be your guide toward the highest level of your consciousness.
那这个呢会对你自己的这种道德良知呢会把你导引到一个高处。
See, actually, many of these character building words and things that we're talking about, love is the one that can make them at their highest and do the best in your life.
在这个道德品格当中的所谓的爱呢是把我们自己提升到最高的地方然后我们会尽力而为。
You see, love is joy, and this is love's strength.
爱是一种喜乐，就会带给我们力量。
You see, when you have joy in your heart, that really gives us strength to go on.
当你心里面快乐的时候呢，就会给你有力量继续的往前。
You see, peace is love's security in our heart.
那平安呢，是代表说你这种爱呢，在你的心里面呢，给你一个安全感。
And then we talk about patience.
接下来我们谈到耐性。
And this is love's endurance.
那这个所谓就是爱带来的这种忍耐。
You see, everything in life is not going to go the way we want it.
在人生当中呢，不一定会让你所想的能够如意。
There are going to come things that you don't really deserve.
有些时候呢，不是你期待的，却发生了。
There will be hurts that will come.
有时候呢，也会让你有一些伤害、委屈。
But you see,If we're going to have patience in our life, then we're going to endure through these things because we're a person who loves and loves life.
因为有这样的话，我们就可以有这种坚忍的心，可以来忍受这些过程，因为我们真是热爱我们的生命。
You know, kindness is love's conduct, the way we act.
仁慈是我们行为的品性。
Now, kindness. Stop and think about that.
想一想什么叫做仁慈。
How many people do you know that shows you kindness?
有多少人，你身边的人向你表达他们的仁慈呢？
This is so important.
这个太重要了。
When we can be kind to one another.
当我们以仁慈相待的时候。
We recognize that we want to do to that person as we would like them to do for us.
因为呢，我们希望对方怎么对待我们呢？我们当然希望也这样来对待对方。
We can speak kindly.
我们可以讲话的时候带着仁慈。
You can make other people feel very good by the kindness that you show them.
你可以让对方因为你的这种表达的仁慈呢，让对方感受很好。
This should be our conduct. This should be the way we live.
这个应该是你的道德品格，应该是这样子生活的。
Not only kindness, but goodness.
良善，除了这个仁慈之外，是良善。
Just being good to others.
就是对别人呢，善待。
Many times a caring spirit that reaches out when they're in trouble.
当别人有问题的时候呢，我们用关心来关怀他们。
Goodness that has a giving heart.
良善，或者讲善良的心呢，是有一个愿意分享的心。
Have you ever met someone that just was very good to you?
有没有碰到哪一些人呢？对你非常的良善。
And the joy they brought into your life.
他们会把一些喜乐带进你的生命里面。
You can see how these character traits, they just reach out to others when people see them lived in people.
你就看到这些道德品格呢，在你的四周围就这样进入人的生命里面。
And then being a faithful person.
然后成为一个信实忠诚的人。
The trait or the character trait of being faithful, which gives people confidence in you.
当我们有一个忠诚诚信的态度的时候呢，等于是让别人对我们有一种信心信任。
Whatever you say, they know you will do.
你说的，对方知道你一定会做到。
In business, people will trust you.
在你的事业里面呢，别人会特别的信任你。
This is economic power.
那这是属于经济方面的权势权能。
To be a person that they have confidence in and a person they know they can trust.
是一个对方可以信任你，对你呢有这种啊信用的这样的一个信任。
The character trait of being humble.
这种道德品格当中也包括谦卑。
What we get from God.
我们所得到的事实上都是从神来的。
It's really not that which we ourselves created.
没有什么是我们自己去挣来的或我们自己去创造来的。
People don't like proud people.
大家都不喜欢骄傲的人。
The Bible said pride cometh before a fall.
圣经告诉我们失败之前必有骄傲。
Those people that people really trust and really feel like they really areA good person is a humble person.
大家所信任的、喜欢的人总是谦卑的人。
Maybe another word that would help you is gentle.
另外一个就是我们所谓的温柔。
You know, sometimes we, sort of have a way of speaking that's very hard.
有时候我们讲话时候很严厉。
Sometimes it hurts and we don't even mean it.
有时候我们无意的，可是却会伤害别人。
But it would be good to learn the character trait of being gentle, more gentle with each other.
如果我们可以有这种所谓的温和、温柔的这种特质的话，那就更好。
A gentle person has a healing spirit.
一个温柔的人有带着一种医治的这种精神。
Today, people almost feel like that's weakness.
有人以为温柔就是软弱。
No, it's not weakness. It's being able to show people that you have respect for them as a person.
事实上温柔并不是懦弱，而是能让对方知道说你是尊重对方的。
And then self-control.
接下来就是自我节制。
This is a tremendous character trait.
这个是非常重要的一个很大的一个特质。
This is what brings real victory in your life.
这个会让你的生命带来胜利。
Being able to control so many areas of your life.
可以自我节制，在你的生命当中自我节制。
So you see, it is power.
所以这些都是一种权势，一种全能能力。
That you as a person, and as you develop these character traits, it is a power in our life that all of us should aim toward.
这些道德品格呢，就会在你的生命里面建造，然后你就产生力量。
There was a president that one time said,
有一个总统曾经这样说,
The future success of a nation depends on our children's ability to understand the difference between right and wrong.
这个总统这样说，他说我们国家未来的前途能不能成功，就在于我们现在有没有那些可以分别是非的孩子们。
And to have the strength of character to make the right choice.
而且呢，还要有这种足够的道德品格来做对的选择。
And to help them reach their full potential and live with integrity and pride.
而且让他们可以发挥他们的潜能，他们的才干，而且活得非常的诚实，而且非常的有尊严。
We must teach our children to be kind.
我们一定要教导我们的孩子们能够有恩慈。
Responsible, honest, and self-disciplined.
尽责任，而且要诚实，而且要有自我管理、自我节制的能力。
These important values are first learned in the family, in the home.
这些那么重要的一些价值观呢，都是在家里面养成的。
But all our citizens have an obligation to support parents in the character education of their children.
但是所有我们的这些国家的百姓们，我们有一个很大的任务，就是能够支持我们的父母亲们，我们的家庭呢，可以来提供给家庭的孩子们有一些道德品格的教育。
That means whether it is at home, in school, in church, in the community, we're all working together to build the characterof our people.
那个意思就是说呢，不管是在家里面或在学校或者是社区呢，大家一起来建造我们孩子们或者是建造大家的道德品格。
One of the greatest character building books in the world is the Bible.
你可以找到最好的道德品格的建造的书就是神的话圣经。
It is known for that.
是大家所重知的，都很有名的。
And there it sets down the principles of what is right and wrong.
把这个是非的原则呢，讲得非常的清楚。
It's something that really works in the lives of a person, community, or a nation.
不管是我们的自己的生活、生命，或者是在我们的国家、我们的社会里面呢，这些圣经里面的原则呢，都非常的有用。
And so that's why you and I need to find something that we can build on a very firm foundation.
那就是为什么我们一定要找到一个让我们建造我们的根基的一些原则。
Where in the little things of life, like when we are working, we don't lose time and don't do what we're supposed to do. We do what we're supposed to do.
好，让我们在我们很小的生活的一些细节里面，比如说我们的工作里面呢，我们不会浪费我们的时光，我们做我们觉得有价值该做的事情。
And there we'll learn how to be sincere, not deceitful, not thinking things that are wrong, but to think things that are just and good.
而不要让我们总是想一些不对的、不好的、有一些诡诈的事情，而让我们可以活得诚恳、正直，而且美好。
You see, it teaches us moderation and how to balance our lives.
这样的话会教我们怎么样来平衡我们的生活。
It teaches us how to live in life without letting everything disturb us.
而且让我们学习怎么样生活，避免一些可以冲击我们，或者是让我们污染的一些事情。
And as we look at this and recognize that here in the Bible, it set down the beautiful character traits, we really need to find that knowledge to build the character of our people.
圣经里面实在是给我们太好太有价值的这些道德标准跟原则，那我们可以从这个来建造彼此。
Let me give you an illustration from the Bible.
我要跟你举一个在圣经里面的例子。
There was a man that was making a trip to a city.
曾经有个人呢要到城里去。
He was going along a country road.
那他走的是郊外的道路。
And men stopped him, robbed him, and beat him up.
没有想到碰到强盗就抢了他，而且来打了他。
And just left him there to die.
把他抛在路边，让他等死。
Now, a religious man, a priest came by.
那曾经有一个宗教家就从那里经过。
And he looked down at the man and thought, I guess he thought he didn't want to get dirtied or touched by him, and that wasn't the right thing to do, so he just passed him by.
这个宗教家他是一个很高尚的人，他想说我不能管他，因为呢我可能会弄脏我的衣服，所以他就走过去了。
Along came another learned man and just looked at him and passed him by.
另外一个人走过来，一样的看一看也走过去了。
But there was another man. This man wasn't as well respected. The country he came from, people would look down on that country.
第三个人走过来的时候呢，这个人呢是在这个区域里面呢所看不起的一种人，他是一个人家认为的外国人，然后他看不起的一种人。
But he stopped.
他却停下来了。
And he took things out of his bag to clean the sores with.
他就把自己的东西里面呢拿出一些可以帮他敷伤或者是帮他洗伤口的东西。
He took the man and put him up on his donkey.
把这个受伤的人放在他自己的驴子上面。
And he stopped at the next inn, the next place where that he could leave him.
用驴子带这个受伤的人在往前走，走到一个旅店的地方。
And so he said to the keeper, he said, now I'm going to leave this money with you. And if it's any more than this on my way back, I will pay for you to care for this man.
他就把这个受伤的人交给店主，跟他说呢，我跟你租一间房间，而且我付所有的应该付的费用，包括他的医疗费，如果不够我回来再还你。
The other two men were rich. They had wealth, they had probably education, they had fine homes, but very little good character.
前面两个走过去的人，他们都是很高尚的人，他们有钱，他们有知识，可是却没有道德品格。
But this man, he cared enough to stop.
第三个人呢，他非常的关心这个受伤的人，他就停下来。
He cared enough to get himself dirty trying to help this man.
为了他呢，或许把自己衣服都搞脏了，可是呢，他为了要帮助他。
He cared enough to put the man on the donkey and walk.To the inn.
他愿意把他放在自己的牲口上面，把他带到旅馆去。
And then we see the character of this man that says, here is money to help him.
他甚至拿他的钱来帮助这个人。
And a sense of responsibility, I'll be back to pay if there's any more.
他更是一个负责任的人，他说呢，回来不够我再还你。
My friend, character, good character is beautiful.
好的道德品格多美啊。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄 13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。